Diary, The Marriage Supper. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. April 17th, 1903. I cannot sleep this morning after 3 o'clock. I take my pen and write things which have been pressing upon my mind. I was in a very large assembly, and there were two parties. One was on the right hand, another on the left. Both seemed to be very anxious. Then one of authority came in. The guests were those who had been invited to the marriage supper. An invitation had been taken up by sent messengers. Come, for all things are now ready. Luke 14, verse 17. There was an examination of the guests who had come, but many who were bidden made various excuses to excuse their not accepting the invitation. Then said Christ to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. Matthew 22, verse 8, 9. So those servants went at once into the highway, and gathered together as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. Here is the order of working. Every effort must be made. The highway invitation needs to be carefully considered, that the presentation at the wedding may be a proper representation. The first invitation was rejected, representing the churches. Then the second went to all classes. There must be the invitation not merely to those who compose the churches, but those who are in the highways are to be addressed, that there shall be a presentation that will represent the importance of the occasion. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on the wedding garment. And he said to him, Friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said Christ to his servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. Verses 11 to 14. This parable is for the interest of all to understand. It is the science of salvation, which is the true science essential for all to understand. It is the gospel of saving grace. The gospel covenant is represented by a marriage. The dinner is prepared, the dinner ready. The word of the living God, to be received and practiced here, is the preparation needed to come into church relationship. The feast is the blessing of pardon. The removing, taking away of their sins, is the work of the free access of grace to the riches of his glory. See Isaiah 25 to 26. What a preparation God has made! The wedding garment is the righteousness of Christ. There is a special work to be done for every soul who has had the light of Bible truth. There were the two companies. Before one company was the banner, on which was inscribed the message of the third angel. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and have the testimony, faith, of Jesus Christ. See Revelation 14, verse 12. Another party was carrying a banner. The motto was Medical Missionary Benevolent Association. Then one stood before them, the great teacher and leader of both parties. Said the great teacher, Blend your companies. There is to be no severing into distinct families. No two parties are to be distinguished, the one to criticize, condemn, judge, and censure the other. Each may have a special work to do, but it is in unity and blending in one. The Lord God of Israel is your strength, and your salvation, and your joy. Whatever God bids you do, do it, and without standing to consider how you shall designate your two parties. You must put away this separating spirit, and consider, one is your leader and master, even Christ. The majesty of heaven, the King of glory. All can be saved through the one Lord Jesus, who will soon take his place upon his throne. Here in this world, Christ, the great teacher, is the leader of both. While the Lord appoints men as his human helpers, not one is to lift up his soul unto vanity, to rule and command and judge and condemn. This climbing upon the judgment seat and taking the position of commander is not ordained of God. There is but one lawgiver, and all redeemed by the blood of the only begotten Son of God are not to be subject one to another. Every man is amenable to God. They all love God supremely, and their neighbor as themselves. And in every case they will, if they are sanctified through the grace Christ bestows, act out the example of the Lord Jesus in every particular, loving righteousness and hating iniquity.
The one of authority with great solemnity looked upon the parties and said, "There are very many here who have come to my banquet who have not on the wedding garment. Only those who can represent me by their dress, to show they are married to me by wearing the wedding garment which is my righteousness, my words, my character, can partake of my supper. Your ordinary garments will do me no honor. Those who choose their own natural traits of character will not reveal they are married to me, and are in most holy covenant to remain bound up with me for to partake of my heavenly banquet. I cannot represent you to my Father and your God in such variety of habiliments as you display. You are not in any wise representing the character I purchased for you with my own blood. The Lord God of heaven, who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that you should not perish, but have everlasting life, will make you his only, on condition that you shall come out from the world and be separate, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17, 18. Should you stand before the judge of the quick and the dead and reveal your loyalty when you do not keep the commands of God but the precepts of men, there is not the designation that God will acknowledge you as his peculiar people, a holy nation. Christ will say, "How came you into the marriage supper of the Lamb, disregarding the robe of righteousness I purchased for you with the price of my own blood?" See Matthew 22, verse 12. As he addressed leaders, he said, "Have you given these sentiments of disregard to those you were educating and training? You have shown in all your manners that you considered your own clothing good enough to enter the heavenly courts. Your case is far worse than those who refused to come at all. Because of your speech, your spirit, you have brought to the foundation hay, wood, and stubble, material that will not stand the test of the day of God, but will be consumed."